He was in before Krishna, before the pastimes of Krishna. It may be in Satyayug, very powerful king. Anywhere in India, if he was king, he must be wealthy. So he was so wealthy. Daily he has a routine that at least 1 lakh of cows with beautiful cups, so much milk in their ears, very beautiful horns decorated with golden cup and hoofs, silver or decoration on the back, so golden cloths, and with a dakshina something, donation for each cow. He used to donate to Brahmins and needy persons. So at that time there was no scarcity of milk anywhere. We have heard that in India at that time rivers of milks were flowing here and there. Daily he used to do like this, never fell in his whole life. One day he was buying some cows to denote, new cows, very beautiful cows. He bought a very beautiful cow with calf, or so much milk in its udder. And when he began to donate lakhs of cows to Brahmins, one Brahmin came running to king and told that, "O king, what are you doing? Oh, in these cows, my one of the cows to whom you donated me so many days before, oh, she ran away from my house, and anyhow you have now sold from anyone that very cow. So please give me, return back my cow. Otherwise I will curse you." In the meantime, from whom he has taken cow, he told that, "Oh, this is my cow. I cannot give it. So both were complaining to king, "This is my cow, it should be returned to me." And he was telling that, "Oh, this is my cow, it should be returned to me." So there was much quarrel between them. Nrik Maharaj told that, "You know that I have donated you to you. So this was my cow, but I donated to you, so you should be what? You should think that, oh, I'm
so much, one less,
no problem, because he has donated it to you, me. So my should be, are humko kritagya hona chahiye, he should be grateful to me. So I want that I should give you some money, proper money, and you should take, buy and do. No, I want this very cow." Then he told that, "You can select any cow more better than this, and you should be satisfied." any of the cow. No, I will this. I'm giving you thousands of cows with coffee. Return to this. He denied. He just said, oh, whole lakhs cows you can take and be satisfied. No, I cannot take. I will only take that very cow. And then he called next Brahmin. You should be satisfied. Anyhow, I've given you money for this cow. But you should be satisfied. No, I want this very cow. I will not take any cow. Any price, anything. Or he tried his level best to satisfy those Brahmin. And they have so many taken so much donation from the king, yet they were not satisfied. And they both cost to the Brahmin, to Nirg Maharaj. You should be Girgit.
Leisure.
Leisure. What is meaning of leisure? You know leisure? A kind of animal. Sometimes he can change his color.
Chameleon.
Sometimes he will be like, oh, or very yellow. Sometimes black. Sometimes reddish. Sometimes black. And sometimes doing like this. Like this. So, you should be that. And thousand of years, oh, you should be in a well, suffering so much. Why they told? Because sometimes they go, yes, yes, and said, no, no, changing colors, you can see him. So, he was cursed. And he became that. He was in a big well. And he was so long and wide that whole well was covered inside by that. He tried his level best to come out of well, but he could not. Now it became Dwapar Yug, in the last of Dwapar Yug. Thousand and thousand years he was there. He cannot move, he cannot do anything. Suffering so much. When Krishna pastime was to be last, to be ended. Oh, so many princes, like Sam, Anuruddha, Pradyumna, so many boys, they were playing. And in playing they came to that well. They have some thirst. They wanted some water. So they went there and saw that whether there is well or not. There is water. They saw that whole well is covered with an animal. And what animal is that? They have never seen. At once they tried some part to put him out of the well, but they could not. At once someone went to Krishna and told, Baba, Baba, very wonderful thing. Oh, nearby, well, we were playing and saw that any animal is there and he cannot come out. Can you please come and see? Krishna at once came and he saw that, oh, this animal is there. He remembered his past activities and at once he gave his food. He remembered his past activities and at once he gave his four feet air nearby. in the well and touched the head of that animal. At once he left his body. Anyhow, Krishna pulled it out and he was now dead, and very beautiful demigod came out of there. He was Nriga in his original shape at that time, like a king, very beautiful. Krishna, to show the voice, told that he did parikrama of Krishna, and folding her hands, he was doing some prayers. Krishna told that, who are you? And why you were in this well? He told that, oh, thousands of years before I was a very big king, donating daily lakhs of cows, very beautiful. And one day, two Brahmins were quarrel for a cow. I wanted to give for lakhs of cows instead of one, so much money, but they were not satisfied. And at that time they cursed me to be that animal. What animal?
Chameleon.
So I was here. For thousands of years I was suffering for this. But kindly you came and took me from this well, and I am liberated. And thus he prayed and went back. Why this? Why it became that Krishna came and touched by his lotus feet? There was something he has done, very good thing. What? He was donating always cows. But one day a Brahmin came, a high class of devotees, and prayed him, requested him to give a Bhagavat to me. I want to read Bhagavat. At that time there was no press, nothing. Anyone can have any book by writing. You can also ask that before the pastimes of Krishna, how, where was Bhagavat that he wanted. Or so many Kali Yuga Dwapar Treta has been gone. There are so many examples that before the pastimes of Krishna there was Bhagavat. So not that that after this pastime of Krishna, Vyas wrote. It is transcendental. So, anyhow, a copy was done and given to Brahmin. And by this donation, oh, he has fortunate to have these lotus feet of Krishna to be touched. Why I told this story? Why? Indradyum Maharaj beat a built a great temple like? No, you know? He did lakhs and lakhs. What? Golden coins for this, and he made it. And he established Jagannath Baldev Subhadra there. He has seen also Madhav, Nilmadho in Vaikuntha. And he established Jagannath Baldev Subhadra, and he introduced all these things, that what is going on even. But what became of him? Can you think? He built so much big temple, introduced everything of Jagannath, what is going on, all festivals, everything. He also told, oh, Jagannath Dev, give me a boon that I should have no children, nothing, no heirs, that will, they will tell that, oh, this is my property. And he has so much boons from him that your this family will do this family will do. But what really became of him? Can you think? What? Eh? More, more? No, not that. It was another. In South India. Why not? What became? He has some bhakti. He may go to Vaikuntha. But nothing more. He could not go to Braja and to serve Krishna. Had he? He never knew that I am establishing Sundarachal means Vrindavan. He never thought anything about that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come and he will think so many modes here. Nothing. Simply that. Nothing more. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his followers came, Raghunath Das came. There. He used to go to Jagannath temple. Mahaprabhu used to go to Jagannath temple and they used to take darshan of Brajanandan Shyam Sundar. Where are their abodes? In Vrindavan. There are manjaris. There are gopis. There. He cannot even have a fortunate to think all these things. So only temple will not do. Only Vigra Pratistha will not do to go to Braj. Oh, they can go. They are up to. What became of Nrig? Even he touched the feet of Krishna. What became? Like this, or he can go to Vaikunth? Not more than that. He can come. It may be that in Dwarka Lila, any gross, any animal, any boy, anyone there. But he cannot touch. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so generous and kind to come and to inspire us. For what thing? Only Braja. In Braja pastimes, only what he? Manjari mood, gopi mood. And among gopis, only that mood. Anarpiticharing chirat karuneha vatiranak. Samarpai tumunnata jalrasang savakti sriyam. Harihapurat sundar dhyotikadamba sandipita. Sadaridaya kandare spuratami sachi. Oh, this is very valuable thing that I have brought to give you. Swamiji also wanted to give you this, but you neglected. Even today you are neglecting. What I am coming to give you, I want to give. And you want that, oh Maharaj, solve our problems between girlfriend and wife. Please do this. I am telling what? Forget all these things. World is all problems. Not only that. Worldly problems. Money making. Everything. I brought such a valuable thing to give you. But you are neglecting. Oh, Maharaj, I don't want. I want that some money should come. And we can be with you here and there. Going, making so many out drama, play here, there, all we can do. We are satisfied only. We don't want to go to Vaikuntha. We want to be here. We are satisfied by this life of pigs and hogs. Only you should help us. What? We can make some money and be with you, making merry here, there. Why? Because we cannot chant more than 16. Even not 3 times, 4 times. We cannot give our energy so much because we are engaged. Even not like Nriga. Even not like Indradyumna. So if you are like Raghunath Das Goswami, naiti, all these things, worldly. Alone he joined Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu gave him in the hands of Sarup Damodar. And he totally followed Sarup Damodar. And after them, he came to Vrindavan. Rupa Sanatan gave him an abode in Radhakut. And always chanting, remembering what? The pastimes of Radha and Kush in Radhakut. And praying for Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi. Najvami Tvayabina iti bhigyay radhe tangnay maam charanantike. Padabjo stav vina bradasya. Nanyat kadapishama ekle devi chachi shakhayate mamo namastu namastu mitam dasyayate. What is the meaning? You should give.
So Raghunath Das Goswami is praying to Srimati Radharani in his prayer called Vinakulus Manjali. Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi, Tavai Vashmi. The other prayer, Padatayo Tavavinan Vadadasyaneva. Here, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami is praying very, very high prayer that I'm only praying to you for your service. I don't want anything else.
Even you don't want the service of Krishna?
I don't want the service of Krishna. I don't want to be a nice and direct loving relationship with Krishna. I'm not interested in being a sati like Lalita and Vishaka that also serves you and also directly serves Krishna. That sati ras, I put on my head and offer all obeisances to that. But my real desire is that I want to relish being your dasi, and whatever mood you experience in your service to Krishna, whether it's separation, unhappiness, happiness, defeat, or victory in relation to Krishna, I want to feel that also vicariously, whatever you feel. If you're defeated in some game with Krishna, then I will also feel that my whole life is defeated. If Krishna is feeling separation from you, and you're victorious in that, and you are controlling him, then that will be a success in my life. Just to take your remnants of your moves.
Thank you. You should realize all these things. I know that it is very hard. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this world. He knew it is very hard, very high class of things. Very rare person will take. But even he came. If in the whole world only one person is qualified for this, and he has greed now by hearing all our classes. If a greed came in his heart, oh my, this is object and I should endeavor for this, then our preaching is successful, even one person. Very hard, very rare person has to take this oath. But even we try. So hampering our also bhajan, hampering means? Yes, giving up our bhajan. You are coming here, there only for this, that a greed may come. Why you are coming? Oh, because our Guru Parampara line they have done. If you are not doing, obeying them, then what will be done? We will be akritagya to Gurudev, ungrateful to our Gurudev. So we are doing. But even you are not, you have no, a great little to do like that. What can we do? So try to be like Raghunath Das Goswami. He gave himself, his whole energy, everything. As Mahaprabhu wanted, Sarup Damodar wanted, Rupa Sanatan wanted. But friend, I will go just today, and you will be out of this room, oh many problems, and so many things will come. But anyhow, you should try to do it. Gaur Brahmananda. What is the time now? Today you should come positively at 5 and do Sankirtan, and then at 5 I must come. And this is our last class in Wells. Then we will proceed for Birmingham and from there to Holland and then to our destination in India, Vrindavan Dham. Mahamantra.